Hello everyone, this is Anna. I'm going to be starting something new with my recording. I know that I have recorded a handful of audios previously, and then I kind of just disappeared for a few days. And that's because I'm, quite frankly, to put it bluntly, out of ideas. Everybody's been giving me multiple ideas, but I'm working hard to try to find scripts to fill those requests and ideas. But it's definitely not as easy as I thought it was going to be when I first started. So I randomly got this idea that, you know, since this is something that I love a lot, that I'm very passionate about, not just the audio making, but also what this audio is of, I thought that it would be really nice if I started recording these and posting them to my subreddit. Just to put them out there. So I thought that that would be a good thing to do. I have been writing slam poetry for a very long time, and I thought that I would spread it to Reddit. So the poem that I'm going to be reading today is called Metallic. I wrote it about someone that I was in a relationship previously with, and I don't know what struck me to read this one first, but this one is probably one of the favorites of mine that I have ever written because of all of the passion that I have put into this one, and it definitely says a lot about me, so I thought it'd be a good first one to upload. So I will start reading it now. It's not the lit up sky or moonlight shine. It's the fire laced in between her eyes. It's not the horribly timed rhymes or the lost rhythm. I'm just a tired poet and she looks so beautiful tonight. It's not the clothes that she's wearing or my urge to tear them off. It's not the layers of her hair falling down her back or the urge to put my fingers through them. It's the curves of her sides and the colors of her eyes. It's the way the lighting makes her skin glow in the dark lack of light. It's the way that she speaks about her passions that make me want to hold her. It's the softness of her skin that makes me want to touch her, but not to slide my tongue across her lip or the urge to press my lips against her neck. It's the want to hold her and just fall asleep with her back against my chest, my arms wrapped around her waist. I want to tangle my legs with hers and struggle for the covers at night. Trust me, it's not that I don't want to touch the delicate places or slide my tongue across her delicate skin. It's just that that's not what's important tonight. Tonight, I want to hear her talk about her favorite movies or food or favorite book. I want to hear what she thinks of me and what she deeply loves. I want to hear what she has to say as I hold her under the morning sun, laying on that patch of grass until the next moon. I want to kiss her softly as she tells me that she loves me. I don't want to just fuck her. I want her to know that I love her. I want her to know that I don't care if we make love tonight or any night, that just holding her is fine. As long as she's in my arms, I don't care what we do. I just want her to hear me out when I say, "Baby, I love you." I crave that metallic taste of her lips against mine. But in the end, that's not what I'm craving tonight. It's the tangling of our tongues and the cold feet running up my legs. It's the pillows getting stolen and the hearts being drawn on my hand. It's watching midnight shows and laughing out loud at 2 a.m. I just want her, not just for her body. I want her to know that I love her for way more than that. I want her to know that I love her and crave her for the soul that she has. So that's the end of that one. And I will be recording many more of my poems because this is one of at least 100 poems that I have. And I will be recording plenty more. So if you like this, I don't know what you call it, the little arrow thing? Yeah, click that. And be watching for more. Thanks for listening.